Christ has borne our sicknesses. Remove them far away. He did bear upon himself all my iniquity. Sin and sickness far from me to Calvary.
The world is walking mightily. No matter what circumstances, what I feel or see, the world is walking mightily. The world is walking
mightily in me.
The world is walking mightily in me.
He was despised and left of men, the scapegoat, a man of pains. The fact is that he bore our sicknesses. Jesus carried each and every pain.
The world is walking mightily in me.
Mightily in me.
The world is walking mightily in me.
Mightily in me.
No matter what circumstances, what I feel or see, the world is walking mightily in me. The world is walking mightily in me.
Mightily in me.
The world is walking mightily in me. No matter what the circumstances, what I feel or see, the world is walking mightily in me.
By hearing of the word, my faith has grown. The seed of healing word is deep within. It speaks supernaturally, and the word is working mightily within.
The word is working mightily in me.
Mightily in me.
The word is working mightily.
Mightily in me.
No matter what circumstances, what I feel or see, the word is walking mightily in me. The word is walking mightily in me. The word is walking mightily in me. No matter what circumstances, what I feel or see, the word is walking mightily in me.
The word is walking mightily in me. No matter what the circumstances, what I feel or see, the word is walking mightily in me.
No matter what the circumstances, what I feel or see, the word is walking mightily in me.
Mightily in me.
The word is walking mightily in me.
Mightily in me.
The word is walking mightily in me.
No matter what the circumstances, what I feel or see,
the word is walking mightily in me.
No matter what the circumstances, what I feel or see,
the word is walking mightily in me.
No matter what the circumstances, what I feel or see,
the word is walking.
No matter what the circumstances, what I feel or see,
the world is working.
Louder, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want us to do better. Let's stand up on our feet now. We are saying that hallelujah to give God the glory this moment. And now we are going to do it with all our strength. Are we ready? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's have a seat. I welcome us once again to the presence of the Lord. May the goodness abound with us in Jesus' name. I bless the name of the Lord for a time like this. And I also thank God for giving me an opportunity to stand before you at this moment. I especially acknowledge this space given to me. I am grateful for this space. I thank our youth pastor in particular. May the grace of the Lord abound in his life in Jesus' name. And I pray that the youth ministry God has given unto him shall prosper in his hand in Jesus' name. Let's pray. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory for how you have been helping us in this youth convention. We acknowledge your presence in this place. We return all the glory back to you for the various work you've been doing in our life from the first to this very moment. For that which you are set to do at this moment. Father Lord, be thou exalted in Jesus' name. A resounding amen. Be thou exalted. Lord, we are here at your feet to listen to your word, O God. We pray for outpouring from above. We pray for impartation from above. Lord, impart us yourself in Jesus' name. Lord, let your Holy Spirit take charge in Jesus' name. Let our life be illumined by your word in the name of Jesus. At the end of this word, our life shall never remain the same in Jesus' name. I pray for everyone listening to this word, the power of this word will transform each and every life in the name of Jesus. At the end of this, Lord, our life will not remain the same. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 The topic of the word of God you are listening to at this very moment is the strength in the word of the Lord. Strength in the word of the Lord. Strength in the word of the Lord. I want us to echo that. Strength in the word of the Lord. Everybody say that.
Okay.
I believe that every one of us here when we are talking about the word of God, this is not the first time we are hearing about that. And we are not strangers to the word of God. Now, this very moment, we want to look at the strength in the word of Lord. Particularly in times of challenges. In times of worries in the world. When we are passing through hard and difficult situations in the world. When we are passing through stages in our lives where we have no hope. When we are passing through stages in our lives where there is no way out, we are just choked up in a particular spot. How can we derive strength from the word of God? How can we draw strength, succor, encouragement from the word of the Lord? How can we move forward? How can we encourage ourselves? How can we build capacity in the word of the Lord? This is what we are going to look at by the grace of the Lord. It's what the Holy Spirit is going to minister to us this moment in Jesus' name. And I want to encourage everyone, I'm asking for our full attention here. Because the Holy Spirit is right here to infiltrate your life with that strength. The Holy Spirit is right here to tell you what you need to be to do to be able to get that strength, to derive that strength from the word of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is ministering to me, so I want you to be very attentive to receive all the blessings from the word of the Lord at this moment. I pray you will not miss the blessings in Jesus' name. I also will not miss the blessings. Say it to yourself. Our anchor text for this word of the Lord that we are listening to will be taken from the book of Psalms 119. Even before I say anything, just me mentioning that chapter of the verse, Psalm 119. Just mentioning that chapter of the Bible, Psalm 119. I believe as a Christian, as a child of God who reads the Bible, it should tell you in your mind that this psalm is based on the word of the Lord. This psalm shows and it explains the in-depth about the word of the Lord. This psalm shows us the various blessings that follow those who walk in the path of the Lord, in His word. And of course, this psalm is the longest chapter in the Bible. Well, now we'll be reading from Psalm 119 verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction. Psalm 119 verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word has quickened
me.
I read again. This is my comfort in my affliction. For thy word hath quickened me. This is the psalmist saying this in this psalm. Of course, we know the psalmist is King David himself. During the lifetime of David as a king,
David Oba,
I don't need to tell us that he passed through a lot of challenges and hard situations in his life. And in one of those hard situations, the psalmist could find encouragement, he could draw strength from the word of the Lord. That brought about particular verse of the Bible. It says, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. You know, in the world today,
nínú ayé lónìí.
We pass through a lot of situations.
À ń lọ orí situation kan kọjá.
We pass through a lot of hard situations.
À ń lọ orí situation tó le kọjá.
And different people have different, you know, different reliance system or support system for each situation.
Oríṣiríṣi ló ṣe wá ọ̀nà àbáyọ fún ohun gbogbo tó ń ṣe.
You know, we try to devise a means for support or a pillar we can rely on in times of difficult situations.
Àwọn nǹkan kan ọ̀nà àbáyọ láti lò àbí irinṣẹ́ láti lò láti fi wọ́n àbáyọ.
But as for the psalmist here,
mo fún ní sáàmù níbí báyìí.
He could find his support, he could find reliance in the word of the Lord.
Ó lè rí ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé rẹ̀ láti inú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
That brought about this statement in verse 50 that says.
Èyí ló mú èsì tó wọ́n jẹ́ nínú Psalm verse 50.
This is my comfort in my affliction.
Èyí ni ìtùnú mi nínú ìpọ́njú mi.
In my affliction.
Nínú ìpọ́njú mi.
When I'm passing through hard situations.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá ń lan tó ń le kọjá.
When everything seems impossible.
Nígbà tó bá dà pé kò ṣeé ṣe.
When there is blockage on my way.
Nígbà tí the number wà ní ojú ọ̀nà.
When I'm passing through a lot of challenges as a youth.
Nígbà tó bá ń lọ oríṣiríṣi ìpèníjà kọjá.
When I'm passing through academic challenges as a student.
Nígbà tó bá ìpèníjà kọjá nínú ẹ̀kọ́.
When I'm passing through challenges in my business as an entrepreneur.
Bá ìpèníjà kọjá nínú okoòwò mi gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọ ọ̀kọ́ṣẹ́.
When I'm passing through spiritual challenges as a Christian.
Tí mo bá ń bá ìpèníjà kọjá nínú ìrìnàjò ìgbàgbọ́.
When I'm being confronted with battles of life.
Nígbà tí ogun ayé bá dojú kọ mí.
This is my comfort in my affliction.
Èyí ni ìtùnú mi nínú ìpọ́njú.
For thy word hath quickened me.
Nítorí pé ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ ti sọ mí di ààyè.
For thy word hath quickened me.
Ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ yóò sọ mí di ààyè.
Here we want to look at how we can draw strength from the word of the Lord.
A fẹ́ wo bí a ṣe lè rí okun láti inú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
In times of affliction.
Nígbà ìpọ́njú.
In times of sorrow.
Nípa ìṣòro.
In times of hard situations.
Nígbà tí ó le.
The word of God should be our comfort.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ìtùnú wa.
We should not find comfort in different in things of this world.
Ah, gbọdọ̀ rí ìtùnú láti inú nǹkan ti ayé.
We should not find comfort or find reliance on people.
Ah, gbọdọ̀ rí ìtùnú tàbí ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé nínú ènìyàn.
Our sole comfort, our sole support system should be in the word of the Lord.
Ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé wa ti ìrànlọ́wọ́ wa ó gbọdọ̀ wà nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
In the world today, if you look at what is going on around us, and if you look at the people we associate with in the school, in the community, everywhere. Especially the unbelievers, the non-Christians. When they are passing through hard situations, they tend to have different ways in which they comfort themselves.
One money on them, man, that lati tu ara wan ninu.
Some of them listen to music.
Ami man gbọ orin.
They believe music is a balm for the soul.
Man da pe orin gbigbọ ni itura fun okan.
And they go at length at getting music just to comfort themselves.
Once a man lodge in a lati gbọ orin lati fa white no fun ara won.
Some people do a lot of things.
Awon mi won se opolopo nkan.
Either good or bad.
Boya de na bi buburu.
But we as Christians, what should be our first approach? What should be, where should we run to when we are passing through difficulties? When things seem gloomy, where should we find succor? Where should we find comfort? It's in the word of the Lord. Here I'm going to show you through the Spirit of God the power and the strength in the word of the Lord. Because many of us might undermine the power in the word of the Lord. Maybe because of over familiarity with the word of Lord, we listen to this word every day. Maybe in our family devotion every morning we do family altar and we read the Bible every day.
We
come to church, we do that and all that. Over familiarity. But most of us fail to understand the strength, the power, the greatness in the word of the Lord. And this ignorance has hindered us of some privileges in the word of the Lord.
Uh,
This ignorance has made us to lose some privileges that we ought to derive from the word of the Lord. Today, at the end of this message, our lives will be transformed in Jesus' name. I say our lives will be transformed in Jesus' name. We are going to understand the strength in the word of the Lord. And that understanding will give us a new attitude to the word of the Lord. It will give us a brand new, disposition to the word of the Lord. And we are really going to undo it and not let go of it and use it and apply it to our situations in every of our situations. Because there is no situation. There is no circumstances. There is no trouble we are passing through in this world that there is no application of the word of God. I say it again. There is no problem we are passing through as Christians, as students, as entrepreneurs, as youths. We pass through a lot of challenges as youths. There is no problem we are passing through. I sum it up as problems, challenges. That there is no word of God, there is no application of the word of God to it. But many of us still fail to understand this. And by so doing, we are using a lot of strength. We are doing a lot of effort, human effort. Some of us have even gone to some wrong decision because of this ignorance. But we are illumined right now in Jesus' name. I say we are illumined right now in the name of Jesus. If the illumination of the word of God is coming to us right now through this word, the illumination of the word of God to understand the benefits, the privileges in the word of God is coming to us right now. And that understanding will quicken us. It will encourage us to be strong in the Lord. Because we can always derive strength from the Lord. I pray we'll not be weak in Jesus' name. I will not be a weakling in Jesus' name. We are not confessing that. I will not be a weakling in Jesus' name. I will not be a weakling in Jesus' name. Because there is provision of the word of the Lord for me. Why should I be a weakling? Why should I be gloomy when there is the word of God for me? I know some of you will be, I'm a youth like you. We always have this, doubts and skepticism. Is it just this Bible? I've been carrying this Bible for so long. And the Bible is not revealed. It's the same from now and forevermore. We always have this skepticism. Probably because of the knowledge, the academic knowledge we have on our head. And we try to undermine the power in the word of the Lord. Because we don't have good attitude to it. We neglect the Bible and chase after the things of this world. Every provision, every privileges of the of God that God provided for us is in this book of the Bible. Also, apart from the written book of the Bible, the spoken word of the Lord through his messages from his people. Those are the two divisions of the word of God I'm going to be talking about today. The written word of the Lord in the Bible and the spoken word of the Lord that comes out to us through sermons from the word from the men of God. We undermine it and we show like a lackadaisical attitude to it. Especially as youth, that's why you see most youths they see little value in the word of the Lord. How do we know this? You see, during Bible studies, most of the people there are the elderly people. Most youth, it saddens my heart when most youth just come to Sunday every day and they go just for the week.
Because
they don't understand the power in the studying of the word of the Lord. They feel the Bible study is not needed. They feel meditation in the word of the Lord is not needed. They feel listening to the word of God is not too important. They feel, should I do my quiet time? Well, if I'm chanced, I'll do it. And I can just read some verses and just read it. Just read it for reading's sake. Just reading the word for reading's sake. Just reading it like a newspaper. But failing to understand and applying this word of God to our everyday situation. My brothers and sisters, please, I'm begging us in the name of the Lord. I want us to be attentive to this message of the Lord to us. And let's act on this word. I pray God bless us in Jesus' name. Three sub-headings in which you are going to be considering this word of the Lord. The first one is the word as strength in the time of challenges. The word as strength in times of challenges. The second subheading, abiding with the word in times of challenges. Abiding with the word in times of challenges. And lastly, the third subheading, we will be considering the results of abiding with the word in the time of challenges. The results of abiding with the word in times of challenges. I pray God help us in
Jesus.
Taking it from the first of heaven, the word of God has strength in times of challenges. The word of God has strength in times of challenges. Before I proceed in this subheading, do you know God is His word? The word of the Lord is God Himself. How do we know this? Through this same word of the Lord. Go to the book of John chapter 1 verse 1. We are not opening our Bible. John chapter 1 verse 1.
John,
I want everybody to open his or her Bible. Let's show good attitude to the word of the Lord. God bless us in Jesus' name. John chapter 1 verse 1.
John, okini, ori kini. Ese kini.
Read, sir.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
In the beginning was the word.
That is the question you are on.
And the word was with God.
And the word was God.
Praise God. This has revealed the height at which the word of the Lord is. This means the word of the Lord written in the Bible, and that comes out from the altar during sermons, is the Lord Himself. And this word has been since even before the creation of man. Through the privilege as New Testament believers, we have the word of God documented, written as Bible again. It is spoken through his prophets and also the Acts of Apostles. Everything has been documented in the Bible. It also comes out from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through his men when they are preaching the word. This same word of the Lord is God himself. And it was with God since in the beginning, before the creation of man. Coming back to the first of heading, the word as strength in times of challenges. The word of God as strength in times of challenges. Let me ask you this question. When you are passing through hard situations in life, because life is not a bed of roses, they say. Life is not a bed of roses. Even if you are the richest person in this world,
we pass through
some difficult situations.
We
pass through some challenges.
Do
every man on earth has his or her challenges.
Now,
we as Christian youths, we have our challenges that we pass through. I've mentioned them earlier. We have academic challenges as students. When you have to, you know, you have to fulfill all your duties as a student. And everything is just seeming confusing to you. Those are challenges. When you want to write an exam, it's a challenge. When you have a, you know, project assignment to do, those are challenges. When you fail a subject, it's another challenge. When you want to accomplish, you know, a scholarship, or you want to accomplish an height of education,
that's
a challenge. Okay, we also have another challenge. I want to talk about financial challenge. Financial challenge. Every man on heart pass through this challenge. Because
to
do anything, you need money. When we are passing through financial challenge, as you, the word of God should be our strength. We also have business or entrepreneurial challenges. Yesterday, the man of God told us about entrepreneurs, how to develop vocational skills. There is no how we are going to go about all these things without passing through some changes. What about spiritual challenge? As a Christian, to obey all the commandments of God in this world of compromise, in this world of corruption, to live a life worthy of God's commandments, to live a life that obeys the commandments of God as
youth,
to not yield to temptation, it is a challenge. Temptations, sins. What about spiritual dryness? I'm showing you the various categories of challenges we pass through as youth. I know them because I'm also a youth myself, and I'm sharing them to you. And whatever may be the challenge that I might not even mention here, we may pass through. Here we have been told that the word of God should be our strength in time of challenge. The word of God should be our greatest companion in trying times. It should be our number one, you know, gift partner. It should be the first application in times of challenges. Because it is living in us. For you to use the word of God in times of challenges, the word must live in you. The word must live in you. The word of God is the basis of our faith as Christians. It is the basis of our faith as Christians. Because faith in Christ is the word of God we hear. And we believe in it. We accept it. We believe in it. And we are demonstrating those words.
As in,
we are signifying those words. Now we must take the extra step in faith by applying this word in times of challenges. It is a pity, and you know, it's a very, 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 very sorry thing when we fail, we neglect the word of God, and we try our human effort.
oríti tiwa gangan.
We try our human wisdom and knowledge.
A mọ lo ọgbọ́n orí àti ìmọ̀ ènìyàn.
We apply our maybe academic or entrepreneurial knowledge.
A mọ lo ọgbọ́n ìwé
tàbí ọgbọ́n situations in life.
Ìkọsẹ́ ta kọ́ láti dojúkọ intern back.
And we as youth, we have a long way ahead of us.
Àwọn ọ̀dọ́ a sì ní ọ̀nà jíjìn láti rìn.
We have a long choice to make along the way.
A ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ kankan láti yàn níwájú wa.
We can't afford to take the wrong step.
A kàn lè gbà kákà kákà gbọ́ yan nǹkan tí kò tọ́.
Some steps are humanly, you know, right.
Àwọn ìgbésẹ̀ mi tó ṣe pé nípa tara
ó tọ́. It seems right.
Ó dàbí kó tọ́.
Some ways are right before man.
Ọ̀nà kan wà tó ṣe kó tọ́ lójú ènìyàn.
But not all ways are right before God.
Báwo kìí ṣe gbogbo ọ̀nà ló tọ́ níwájú
Ọlọ́run. That is why we need to patiently and diligently seek for his word. Let it abide in it and apply it in times of situations. The word of God should be your greatest companion in trying times. It should be your greatest companion in trying times. How can the word of the Lord be your greatest companion in trying times? You have to have it in you. You have to allow the word of God to abide in your life. You have to read the word of the Lord. You have to meditate in the word of the Lord daily. You have to be diligent in your quiet time and in your personal Bible study. We should not be a youth that, you know, often maybe Sunday just open your Bible every Sunday. We as youth, I can say we need the word of the Lord most. Because we have a lot of choices to make. Choices are before us.
Now,
I'm not even talking about maybe falling into sin or being in Christ or anything. I'm talking about choices, physical choices, choices in academic, choices in career, marital choices, you know. Choices in all circumstances, in all aspects. We can receive divine inspiration, divine direction, divine help, divine illumination from the word of the Lord. Also, when we are weak spiritually, when everything seems down, when there are no supports, when you look at everyone behind you and everyone is for himself,
so
nobody is looking, nobody is caring for each for the other person. Everyone is just focused on his own life. Everyone is for himself. I want my own life to be good. But you can always find, you know, advice, help, direction from the word of the Lord. When nobody is ready to hear you out, when nobody is ready to speak to you, I sum all of this as weakness. Weakness.
Ailera.
At that point of weakness,
ni akoko ailera yi,
you need to draw strength from the word of the
Lord. Nilo okun lati noro Olorun.
You can always draw strength from the word of the Lord.
Fa osile ri okun lati noro Olorun.
There is always the provision of God to draw strength from his word.
Si Olorun wa lati ri okun lati noro re.
There is always the provision of the word of God for strength in times of weakness.
Ipe Olorun wa lati ri okun nigba idamu.
In times of affliction,
nigba iponju.
In times of lack,
nigba aini.
In times of hopelessness,
nigba aireti.
In times of confusion,
nigba idarudapo.
We can always draw strength from the word of Lord.
You open
that in our Lord. That is what the psalmist said. That was what he was picturing in that particular anchor verse we read earlier.
On top of
119 verse 50.
Psalm ori kokandini adofa.
You know, every word of the scripture has a meaning for our life.
Bobo. It might be
written due to an occurrence that happened in the past.
What
is the Bible? It might be written
It might be an history or a biography of someone.
But
every details in the Bible, every details in the Word of God, has a direct application to our life right now, at this moment. If we can always apply it to our present day life.
If
it's written then, it might be written then. It might even be, you know, it's my any word of the single, the last detail of the word of the Lord has a direct application to your life. That's why we read that verse again, Psalm 119 verse 50. This is my comfort and my affliction, for thy word has quickened me. The word has quickened me. Not money. In times of affliction, what quickens you? What do you seek for in times of affliction? What do you run after? Where do you go to when you are afflicted? Where do you go to when you are weak? What are the steps you take when everything seems gloomy? We are telling us here that we should always come back to the word of the Lord. Because there is power in that word to quicken us. There is power in that word to give us the right direction to go to take the next step. There is strength in that word to be brave, to be courageous, to take some steps that are humanly impossible. There is power, there is illumination in that word to not fall into the pit. There is direction in the word to take, to navigate this ways of this life. There is hope in this world. There is power in the word of the Lord. There is power in the word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I said there is power in the word of the Lord. It gives hope to the hopeless in times of trouble. It guides us out of trouble. It guides us out of trouble. In the book of that same Psalm 119, I told you this Psalm, it talks about the various power, the strength in the word of the Lord.
So far, some of you
I will encourage us whenever we have the leisure time, go over this Psalm 119. It is full of the promises of the word of the Lord. It is filled with the various benefits in the word of the Lord. Those people that abide in the word, the things that happens to them. This Psalm shows and depicts it pictures the strength in the word of the Lord.
And we are going
to read Psalm 119 again.
Psalm
130. The entrance of thy word giveth light. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Thank you very much. Look at that. The Yoruba version says a fool.
Okay.
I can interpret that as a fool, right? Okay. It giveth understanding unto the someone that does not have knowledge.
Of you, you fool, and I want to go name.
Where do we find knowledge from? Where do we get wisdom from? All wisdoms are in the word of the Lord. And I can categorically tell you that every wisdom in this world, every wisdom stems from the word of the Lord. Every book, every encyclopedia anywhere has a root from the word of the Lord.
It's
either is inspired by the word of the Lord.
Oh yeah, I miss that not the Lord.
Or a fake version of the word of the Lord.
Oh,
so to say.
Type of Lord, don't think we just talk some Monday.
Every wisdom stems from this Bible. Where do you get your wisdom from? Is it from from books? Secular books. How often do you read the word of the Lord to get wisdom? As youth, how often do you read the word of God to speak the word of the Lord to others? How can you stand in the presence of the people of God and minister wisdom from the knowledge of the word of the Lord?
This word is a light, and it gives understanding to the simple. Do you need wisdom? I'm asking us, do we need wisdom? Do we need understanding? Do we need knowledge? It is in the word of the Lord. It is in the Bible. Every application of wisdom in our everyday life it can be found from the Bible. It can be found from the Bible. I urge us very well to read this particular chapter. Time may fail us to read it from the beginning to the end. I think it is the longest chapter in the Bible. It is a delicious food to nourish our soul. Why do we eat? To grow. For development. Also, we need spiritual growth and development. And this is impossible without the word of the Lord. We need to move from the stage of salvation and repentance. We need to dig a little bit deeper in the faith. We need to grow and build capacity through the word of the Lord. We need to develop our knowledge of the world. God is expecting us as youth to not remain in the same position of salvation. To not remain as spiritual babes. We need to be edified through the word of the Lord. And we can only get this edification by getting the light from the word of the Lord. The light that no even understanding. The light that gives us wisdom. I pray that light will shine on us as we decide to take good attitude of the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. A louder amen. Amen.
Amen.
The word of the Lord nourish our spiritual man. It nourish our spiritual man. Thus, the same way we eat every day, in the same way we should always consider the word of the Lord as
you.
The same way we eat. I know most of us don't play with food. We most of us even find it difficult to fast. By praise, strength is released unto us in Jesus' name. We must fast. We eat as human beings.
We amanjeun gegebiyon.
In the same way we eat, we should also consider the word of the Lord. Every day, every minute of our lives, in every action or step that needs to be taken, in every choice of life, the word of the Lord should be applied in our speech. The word of God should direct us, should lead us, and we must grow in that world. We must develop our faith through that world. Our faith should not remain the same way it has been over the years. Some of us have been at a particular level spiritually. We are not growing because we fail to consider the word of the Lord. Most of us are still being dragged, don't do this, don't do that, because we fail to ourselves to consider the word of the Lord. We just see the word of God abstract. We just listen to it and we read it just like newspaper. We fail to understand the power, the life transforming power of the word of the Lord. We fail to understand the infallibility of the word of God, the efficacy of the word of the Lord. How it can help one to grow spiritually and to prosper physically. I pray God help us in Jesus' name. The word of God should be our strength in times of challenges. What are we passing through as youth? Every challenges we are passing through, as I've said earlier, it has the application of the word of the Lord. It has the application of the word of the Lord. You want to write an exam as a youth, and everything just seems confusing. That particular course, it seems
It's just abstract to you. And there is, you know, failure looming on the way. You can see that this is failure. And you are just frightened. You can't sleep again.
You're
going from one reading room to another, one library to another library. You are going to tutorial classes to classes. But what about the word of the Lord? Have you considered the word? You might think, will I be reading Bible when I have exam? I have exam and you tell me to be reading the word of the Lord. Is it the word that I'm going to write in my exam in the examination hall? Will I write this scripture in my exam? That is because we are ignorant of the power of the word of God. I'm not saying we should not be diligent with our studies. But when you have done your part, you need to apply the promises of God for your life. Because the word of the Lord says everything works together for good. For those people that are God, those who that are called according to his purpose. So when you have done your part as a student, you are studious, you have read your book, and everything still looks gloomy. We all know what I'm talking about. I'm just taking that of students, the academic part for now. What is your disposition? What do you do at that time? Don't you think, now,
listen.
Maybe I'll try. Maybe I'll still decide this man. I've tried my best to read. And still, I can still see this thing is not working out. It might not work out. I will find other situation. The Bible even says we should be wise. Let's look for other way. You're already derailing from the way of way of holiness. You are compromising your faith instead of relying on the word of God. Why don't you apply the promises of God and stand on those promises and claim those promises for your life? Claim those promises for your life. As students, you must have these words of God, these scriptures of the Lord for your life and apply it for your success. As entrepreneurs, you have a business and everything just seems is not working out. The capital you put there, you are not even gaining anything back. And you are looking for any other way. You don't look for any other way. You can always draw strength from his word. Now I'm talking about drawing strength from the Lord. It might not always mean there is a ready-made solution for you. There might be a ready-made solution from the Lord. It might be about because the word of God is powerful. It can transform the situation from bad to good immediately, instantly. But sometimes it gives you strength to be able to stand in that situation and overcome it. It might not just give you the immediate solution at that time. It might not give you the immediate direction to go to at that present time. But it will give you, you will get a strength, a supernatural strength that I can't describe it to you. You need to experience it yourself. A supernatural strength to stand on and press on and achieve that challenge, and overcome the challenge. A supernatural strength to stand and be victorious. That is what the word of the Lord does. It gives us strength. You know, when maybe your roommates in school,
maybe
they are just looking at you that,
things are not working well for this brother, for this sister. But still, he just carry a cheerful look. Even we that we say we have all these things, these material things, we are not even contented. We are still looking for more. We are not happy. But there is an inner joy that this particular brother or sister is deriving. You know, in spite of everything that goes that is going on in the country, you know, the government are just there to truncate the destiny of the youth. The economy is not working well, even the future is not sure. Academics activities are grounded, strike everywhere, there is no hope of the future. But you as a Christian youth, you are not frightened. You have the hope. Not just a motivated hope. Not an engineered hope. You don't listen to a pep talk. You draw strength from the word of the Lord. And as a result of that, you are prospering in every situation you have. You are not being overcome or defeated in that situation. You are not down and everyone is just sympathizing with you. Brother, what is going on? You are not down. You are encouraging the Lord. You are strengthened and empowered in His word. You have hope in His word. Praise God. This experience shall be a reality in our lives in Jesus' name. Let us draw strength from the word of the Lord in times of challenges. Let's draw strength from the word of the Lord in times of weakness. When things when we are alone and we don't have any support system by us. No father, no mother. No header ones. Maybe your siblings to run to. Even if they are there, there are some challenges they can't bear for you as Christians. There are some challenges that they can't bear for you. But you can always overcome these challenges through the word of the Lord. How do you overcome temptation as a youth? Is through the abiding and applying the word of the Lord. Applying and abiding in the word of the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. A louder hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'll move to the second subheading because of our time. Abiding with word in the times of challenges. Abiding with the word in the times of challenges. Psalms 119 verse 107. Abiding with the word of the Lord in times of challenges. I'm afflicted very much. Weaken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. I can say this is the word of prayer from the psalmist. He's crying to God. Lord, I'm afflicted so much. We can also apply this word of prayer to our own life when we are passing through difficult situations. Instead of crying, instead of being down, instead of complaining here and down and leaving what you are supposed to do, you can always cry to God. The psalmist said this years back, but it has a direct application for our lives. Are you afflicted in any way? Don't cry. Don't be gloomy. Cry to the Lord. I'm afflicted very much. Weaken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Abiding with the word in times of challenges. Now, when we have talked about the power in the word of the Lord and how it should be our strength in times of challenges, we are now looking at abiding in that word. Abiding in the word. It's one thing to know that the word of the Lord is powerful and
It has a direct application for every situation of your life.
It's
one thing to have that understanding.
It's
one thing, another thing to abide in it. Abide in it. Living in the world. Perpetual living in the world. Abiding in the world. Because if you don't abide in the world, you cannot apply the world. The word is not just a written, just physical written word. It has a supernatural power. It transforms life.
Oh yeah,
if you are abiding in the word, we will see it in your appearance, in your character.
So bande noro no, ari inu wa ti se re. Ari inu wa ti se re. Noro na ni akoko ipenija.
And we cannot see any manifestation of that word in and you are not abiding in the word. That is just that's wrong. That's an error. You know, most Christians today on campus, they tell you,
what's the form?
They even cram the word of the Lord.
Even one more, Lord on Lordy.
They cram the word of the Lord. Don't join them. Don't join them to do that. You know, most students in campus, they believe in words of wisdom, rema, and all those things. You know, using the word of God, applying it just like a literary device. Using the word of God, using it as motivational talk. But the word of God is supernatural. It has supernatural power. You don't need to use the word of God as a motivation. You can motivate yourself, but not as a motivational talk. For you to use the word of the Lord, you need to live in it. Abiding in the word of the Lord. Abiding in the word of the Lord. Verse 107 says again, I'm afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. The word of the Lord is his commandment. His laws. His principles. We need to live by those principles in order to use the word of the Lord. We need to use the word of the Lord to apply, to live in the word of the Lord, to be able to apply it. Now let's know something and know it very well. Anything, everything might change in this world, but not the word of the Lord. Every of his promises are yes and amen. And it will surely come to pass for our lives. If we can abide in it. Most time when we complain that, okay, we use the word of God, we apply it to our life, but we can't see any manifestation. It's because we are not living in this world we claim to know. Or probably we are just using it mechanically. Just using it like a word. Just any word written in any book. The word of God is supernatural. You need to live the word. You need to live the demonstrate the word. You accept the word. You live in the word. And we can see the manifestation of the word in your lifestyle. You can see the manifestation of the Lord in your lifestyle. That is when you'll be able to apply it. That is when you'll be able to use it for every of your situations. That is when you'll be able to depend on it. And the word will work for you. Not everyone is the word working for.
The word of God can't work for everyone. You know, most people today, they read the book of Psalm, they use it as a weapon. Some use it as protection. And they are not even abiding in the word they claim to live in, to read. They just read it just like incantations. And they think, and those when we are reading those words, we to work for them. It is an error. We should not make that mistake as youth. We need to be knowledgeable. Do the right thing. Abide in the word. And the work will work for you in Jesus' name. The word will work for me in Jesus' name. I said the word will work for me in Jesus' name. Automatically, if you abide in the word, the word will work for you. If you live in the world, if you abide in the world, the world will work for you. That was what the choir rendition was about. If you look at the chorus part, they said, the word is working mightily in me. Now, I'm asking you that question, is the word working mightily in you? Is it working mightily in you? If the word, for the word to work mightily in you, you need to abide in the world. You need to read the word of the Lord. You need to seek for the word of Lord. Seek for the knowledge of God. Seek for the precepts of God. Seek for direction from the word of the Lord. Meditate in the word daily. Observe your quiet time and do your daily devotionals. Glory be to the name of the Lord for a church like ours. There are provisions that helps our spiritual life that has been made just to help us to abide in this world. There is no excuse for us not to abide in the world. We are hearing undiluted word of the Lord and in every of our services from the ministers of God. Also, we have provisions like online daily devotionals. That is done by the general overseer of the church every day. How many of us are considering these things? Or you just pass by it? Most of us don't see the need for this thing. You know, we take it with levity hands. Just because the word has not been working for us. If we have been experiencing the word of God and experiencing the power of the word, we are going to show a good attitude to it. I'm charging us today this afternoon to begin to show a good attitude to the word of the Lord. Consider the word of the Lord in every step of your way. Those daily devotionals that are being sent or uploaded, watch them and pray over them every day. Don't just watch them. Apply it to your daily living. You know, you can't apply what you don't know. If the knowledge is not there, you can't apply it. There are some, you know, Some fruitless efforts that some people did today. They try to, you know, do some things, exploits in faith. But they don't have the word in them. It's an error. Don't do the mistake as youth. Abide in this word, meditate in the word, read the word, listen to the word. If I ask you, how many of the messages do you have on your phone? Audio messages. Do you see the need for it? Do you see these things as important things for your life, just like food? Do you see it as things that need that you need to work a successful, youthful journey or a successful, youthful life? I know we answering the question in our mind. We need to show good attitude to the word of the Lord. Abide in this world. Live in this world.
If you claim to be a Christian, prove it by the life you live.
So pastor, for just Christianity, fi iware han. For just Christianity,
abide in the word, live in the word.
Didn't know or no? Simi no or no?
Live your lifestyle inside this world, according to the word.
Jeki jajere joko lope loro loro.
Don't do contrary to the word of the Lord.
Mashirili shoro loro.
Don't try to formulate a law for yourself, a standard for yourself that is different from that of the word of the Lord.
Don't deceive
yourself through maybe yourself, you know, illusion, and think you can go against the standard of the word of the Lord that has been set from the beginning. Obey to the last letter every of the word of the Lord.
And abide
in it. Don't live in the word of God today. And tomorrow you are half of it.
Have
a balanced, a smooth meditative life, a smooth personal Bible study life. Have a good Bible.
If I begin to
say, all of us, let's raise up our Bible. You know, there will be some, you know, because most of us don't see the need. Some people's Bible has grown old. And we have nice gadgets. We have nice phones with us. But the Bible is already torn and tattered. That's a symbol, that's an indication of how our spiritual life is.
We're
looking at our Bible. And some people's Bible is very new.
It's
very new.
They
just bought the Bible and they kept it somewhere. They bought it just so that they will not say, you are coming to church, you are not carrying Bible.
Come about,
you just bring the Bible. I will even put it in the bag. Put it in my hand and I'll just carrying the book up and down without knowing anything in the book. Without meditating in this word every day, you don't have the word of God in your life.
It
is a dangerous lifestyle for youth,
most
especially for youth. Going about here and there without the word of the Lord. That's why you see many youths being tossed about with winds of doctrine.
They are
easily deceived. When they get to the word, the exigencies of this word, the wrong things, the heresies, they are being carried away by these winds of heresies. Because they don't have the word of the Lord. They don't have conviction in the word. They don't abide in the word. If you are living that kind of lifestyle, let's turn a new leaf. Meditate in the word of the Lord. Have a daily devotional guide. We have a Bible in the year, we have those platforms, those divisions of the Bible, how you can read the Bible in a year. Even more than once in a year. Daily devotionals of all kinds. Undiluted words of God. Timely messages that are needed for this stage. That are needed to work a successful Christian life. Are we applying these things to our lives? Are we not just concerned about, you know, academics alone and how to make money? Have the knowledge how to make money. Just equip yourself with knowledge. To be successful in life. And neglecting the word of the Lord is a dangerous journey. I pray we will not tread in that path in Jesus' name. If we are treading in that path, we are like a time bomb. Anything can happen on the way. You need to apply the word of the Lord to every of your life.
That's
why the word should be in you. Challenges of darkness. Some people can just afflict you with battles. What do you use as your guard? The word of God is one of the armor. The Bible likens it to the sword of the Spirit. If you check the book of Ephesians 6 verse 17. Ephesians 6 verse 17 says,
and take the helmet of salvation,
as more apart,
talking about the hammer of God,
Buriti,
and the sword of the Spirit,
as it that here, me,
which is the word of the Lord.
Your Lord.
That is to say, what do we use words for? For fighting. For spiritual warfare, you need the word of the Lord in you. To overcome principalities of darkness. You confront them by the word of the Lord. You go with them with the word. Because the word of the Lord is the sword of the Spirit to overcome every principality. To overcome every challenge. You can't afford not to have the word of the Lord. You can't afford to not have the word of the Lord. As Christians to survive. To survive, you need the word. Just like you need food to survive, you also need the word to survive spiritually and physically. Because there are some, you know, afflictions, there are some arrows that we reflect physically. And without the sword of the Spirit in your hand, which is the word of the Lord, to face and challenge this battle. You in prayers. That's why you see some people's prayers are without substance. You know, they just pray like laymen in faith. Your prayer as a serious youth that knows what he's doing should be saddled with the word of the Lord. You must apply the word of the Lord in challenging battles. When you are praying for success, you must use the word of the Lord. When you are praying for victory, you must use the word. You are praying for breakthrough, use the word of the Lord. You are praying to achieve something. You can't just be saying, You need to use the word of the Lord. And to use the word of the Lord, you need to abide in it. What about regular study of the God's word? We talked about earlier. Regular. Not irregular. Not when I feel like. Because, is it when we feel like, do you eat when you feel like?
So man, John, that tobacco where
something quickens you to eat. And that thing is hunger, right? When it comes, you go to eat. That spiritual hunger for the word of God should also be in our lives. The spiritual test for the word of God should also be in our lives. So that you cannot feel normal again without reading the word. And you cannot be satisfied without daily studying the word. You cannot feel okay without not observing your quiet time and regular study of the word. How many minutes of your time do you commit? How many hours of your time? How many moments of your time do you commit to the study of the word of the Lord? It's not, journey of the life is not all about focusing on academics and entrepreneur alone. It's not about focusing, you know, running here and there, making efforts, human efforts, and doing all that. Taking choices and doing all that, you know, watching words of wisdom on the internet, on YouTube, watching motivational talk, I'll be motivated. You need to draw your motivation from the word of the Lord. It is greater than any motivational talk or pep talks you can listen to. This word gives direction, divine.
It's
divine. You know, the motivational talks are from human wisdoms. And there is no how you can do. Humans are bound to make mistakes.
And
even some choices in life cannot be done with human wisdoms.
And
those choices are very, very, very critical. And some choices, you can't afford to make mistakes on them. You need to read the word of the Lord. Start and plan today to start reading the word of the Lord. Have a personal Bible study. Observe a regular quiet time.
Man,
Dada.
You know, that time is when you come together with your Creator. You set that time aside.
Akoko yen lo si bo si bo ele dare soro.
You pray to him and you read his word. And he speaks back to you.
It might not be that
you might not receive anything the first time you start that.
But
when you continue, you abide in it, you develop a relationship. And that relationship translates to transformation of life. Before you know it, automatically, without your imagination, your lifestyle begins to transform. Because there's a power in the world. There's a transforming power in the world. Don't bother proving or checking how it transforms your life. When you study his word, you not reading it mechanically, not just reading it just to satisfy my conscience. If I don't do my by quiet time, I'll be hacked by my pastor. You have not observed your quiet time. I'll be scolded. You are doing it because your heart yearns for it. You have developed a spiritual hunger for it. And you cannot do without this word. Because you need to draw strength from it. Before you do anything in the day, you must not consider the word. Before you even talk to anybody, before you even say anything and take any step from your own wisdom, in humbleness of heart and without spiritual hunger and thirst,
and did I see from death as we be telling,
you consider the word of the Lord.
One word of Lord.
You consider the word of the Lord. You study the word of the Lord. By doing so, you develop a relationship with God. God will commune with you. Your illumination will be widened. Your understanding will be widened. The power of God will transform your lifestyle to good. Those things you are struggling with spiritually, you find it will be settled. And even some challenges will begin to fly away, mere reading the word of the Lord. Some ways will begin to be cleared before you. And you begin to have breakthrough spiritually and physically. We need to abide in this word. To tap strength in times of difficult situations. You know, most of us are friends that advise us negatively. It shows that we have neglected what we're supposed to do, and we are looking for human help or strength from human, advice from human,
Succor
from humans. The first source of strength that God has provided for believers is himself, which is his word. We must consider it very well. Let your watchword be in his word.
That is
what comes out from your mouth, your professions and faith.
You
should be saddled with the word. Time will fail us to look at a lot of Bible references of the word. You have to stand on these promises of the word of the Lord and claim them from your life. Claim them from your life. When you commit a lot of times to the study of the word of the Lord, you find that your speech, your words, the word that comes out of your mouth will also be transformed. It is no, it is no reason for some people, you know, before they say some things, we have a lot of words full of guy, words full of corruption in your mouth. It's because of what they listen to. It's because of what they read. It's because of what they, where they draw strength from. Where they find comfort from. From movies. Let me just cool off. This is my leisure time. And you commit 10, 4, 3, 4, 5 hours to watch a movie. What about the word of the Lord? What about the word of the Lord? What about your Bible? How do we abide in this word? Meditating is what I've said it earlier. Meditate in the word. A daily devotional guide. Every day. I want us, everyone as youths. I know we are all on social media. Use the privilege of the church social media platforms. The social media platforms of Facebook, the YouTube channels of the church.
YouTube channel of the,
follow these platforms and get substance from this platform that will benefit your life. Daily devotional guide I uploaded to the YouTube and the Facebook every day. Even if you have hard time reading the word of the Lord, start from this. Listen to it. Listen to it every day. Listen to it. I pray God will help us in
changing.
I'm moving to the next subheading, the third subheading. But before I go to the third subheading, I also want to talk about singing from the word. Singing from his word. Glory be to God for the provisions of gospel hymns and songs. Gospel hymns and songs. We also have anointed ministers that God has laid his hand onto, that he has inspired from his word to bring out music.
So long, that would last if he and warning.
Why don't you listen to this song?
So don't worry, ye.
Listen to him.
So and warning in really.
Let the song of your mouth be that which is saddled with the word of the Lord. Not songs of hopelessness. Not songs of discouragement. Not songs of failure. Songs of praises. Early in the morning. Praises to the Lord. Sing praises to the Lord from the bottom of your heart. When things are confusing, sing songs of hope. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who owes tomorrow. And I know he knows my life. These are
gospel
hymns and songs that can help us to abide in the world. Songs of praises, songs of restoration, songs of hope, songs of victory. Christ the mighty captain leads against the foe. And forward ever will I go. These are songs of hope. Song inspired from the word of the Lord.
Song
inspired from the word of the Lord. Also pray from the word of the Lord. I pray God help us in Jesus' name. Let's look at the thoughts of heaven. The result of abiding with the word in times of challenges. The result of abiding with the word in times of challenges. What are these? The manifestation that manifests when you abide in the word. What are those things that happen when you abide in the word? When you truly live in the world. When you are living the lifestyle in the world, and every of your lifestyle is according to this world, and you have a spiritual hunger, you are seeking the word of the Lord daily. What are the results? It will result to all time victory. All time victory. All time victory. Revelation 12 verse 11. Revelation 12 verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That is just the section of that verse that I want to use. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. by the word of their testimony. What is your testimony today? What is the word of your testimony? What are you testifying daily? Are you always testifying failure, discouragement, and all that? When you are in the midst of your friends and in the midst of your colleagues, are you also following them and you are complaining the same way they are complaining? Do you have full assurance in the word of the Lord? Because I tell you today that there is all time victory in the word of the Lord. There is all time victory in the word of the Lord. It results in boldness and courage. This is not an engineered courage or boldness. It's not just public speaking boldness. To be able to stand in front of crowd and talk. This is a boldness that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Because of the assurance of the promises of God, you have the assurance that everything I'm facing through now, the word of God has settled it for me. The word of God has promised me that I should not fear. He's always with me. That everything works together for my good. Because I love God. I'm called by his purpose. The word of God says, I will not fail. The word of God says, I will be the head. The word of God says, I shall not die but live to proclaim the glory of God. These are assurance. Assurance in this thing will give you courage. It will give you boldness to face every challenges of life. What are you afraid of as a youth? What steps are you afraid of taking? There is no mountain too high. Because you can always draw strength from the word of the Lord. Because you are encouraged and strengthened, you can always go to the word of the Lord and derive strength from him. It gives boldness and strength. Courage. It results in understanding the promises of God loaded in the scripture. You can't know the promises of God if you don't consider the scripture. There's a particular hymn that says, what needless pain we bear. What privilege have we forfeited? We have also lost some privileges because we fail to consider the scripture, to meditate in the scripture, to study the scripture. There are promises of God for our lives, for the present time, for the future. In the book of Jeremiah,
Jeremiah 29 verse 11.
Let's just look at one of the promises of God. Jeremiah 29. There are countless promises of God for us that are in the scripture. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Every one of us should know this. It says, for I know the thought that I think towards you, fear the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. This is the word of courage. The word of encouragement.
That
even if things are going sideways now, the Lord has an expected end for me. I said the Lord has an expected end for
me.
He has a good thought towards me. Therefore, this thing is not for God. Move out from my life. Everything that is not planted by God, it is not the thought of God, it is not the plan of God, it is not the setup of God for my life.
I'm
a child of God. God has a good plan for me. He has a good thought for me. How can you know this thing? It is when you consider the word. The man of God told us about how to protect our destiny. In the morning, You can know your destiny when you check the word of the Lord. Our destiny as Christians. Our destination as Christians. Eternally and here on earth. Everything is in the scripture. Our rights as believers. Our covenant rights. Our privileges as Christians. Is in the word of the Lord. How well do we know them? Knowing it will give us the understanding. Another benefit of the word is that it gives us conviction. Conviction. Most of us we are spread about in the world, and I pray we'll begin to move from strength to strength in Jesus' name. We are going to higher places in Jesus' name, across the world, across the continent of this world. We are moving to take charge for the Lord in the name of Jesus. As far as wherever we may find ourselves, we have to have a conviction in God. Conviction will help you to your feet to be stand to be steadfast in the will of God. Why are many Christians backslidden from the word of the Lord when they go out there in the world? It's because they lack conviction in the world, and it's because they fail to apply the word in their life. It's because they fail to study and meditate the word of the Lord. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Now I want us to have a change of heart, a change of attitude, a change of the way we look at the word of the Lord. We are going to be listening to some series of the words of the Lord in this convention before the end of the convention. The way we have been listening to the word of the Lord, let's change that attitude now for the remaining of this time. Let's draw strength from the word of the Lord. Let's apply it to our lives. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. There is confidence in His word. Time will fail us to, but let's just read some. I'll give us the verse. We can go and read it on our Psalms 149 verse 5 to 9. Acts 27 verse 24. This is where God promised Paul, fear not. When we are also passing through some things that are frightening to us, we can always apply this word to our lives. Confidence, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4 verse 13. In conclusion, apart from enjoying the benefits of drawing strength from God, from the word of the Lord, apart from the benefits and privileges we enjoy from it, it is a commandment of God for us. It is a commandment of God to every believer. Let me run someone by checking the book of Acts 20 verse 32 before I leave here. Acts 20 verse 32. I want everyone to read, but I'll read it from here. You can just read it. Acts 20 verse 32 says, this is Paul talking. It says, and now brethren, I commend to you and to the word of this grace, which is able to build you up.
Welcome in fast, you see, at the Lost Jerusalem.
No, Acts 20 verse 32.
32.
And now, brethren, I commend to you.
Jesus yara mufiyi li Olorun lowo.
And to the word of this grace,
atoro ori ofere,
which is able to do what? To build you up.
Ti o le gbe yin duro.
And to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified.
Ini laare gbogbo awon ti a so di
mimo. As Christians, we have inheritance in
Him. Ani
we have promises and privileges in Him.
We have
rights
to us.
How do we acknowledge all this right, and how do we apply them?
It's true, knowing
the word of the Lord and abiding in it. It's true knowing the word of the Lord and abiding in it. Brothers and sisters, at the end of this youth convention, I want us to have a good attitude to the word of the Lord. Have a regular Bible study, personal Bible study. Also attend the general church Bible study in your various church assemblies, wherever you may come from. The personal Bible study is here to edify us and say, most of us have neglected these days of service. We only come to service on Sunday and we come late. Let's have a good attitude to the word of the Lord. When we are listening, have an expectation to receive strength from Him. Because if you don't have the expectation, nothing will come. If you are not yearning to get something, to get strength from it, nothing will come. Let's have that decision now. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word you have sent to us. We thank you because of your spirit in which it has expressed this word to us. Lord, Father, Lord, be exalted in Jesus' name. A resounding amen. Father, Lord, be exalted in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, we ask for forgiveness of sin. In any way we have neglected your word, because we know you gave us the commandments to hold on to this word. In any way we've neglected this word, and we are looking for strength outside the word of the Lord. Father, Lord, have mercy on us and forgive us in Jesus' name. Lord, we decide today. We decide today to draw strength from the word by abiding in the word, living according to the word, exemplifying the word, and demonstrating the word, also applying it to every of our situations. Lord, help us in the name of Jesus. The grace to diligently seek for the word. Lord, pour it abundantly upon us in the name of Jesus. Pour it upon us in Jesus' name. Lord, the grace to be diligent in a personal Bible study, in our daily devotional guide. Lord, pour the grace upon us in the name of Jesus. As many of us as are lazy, Lord, quicken us in Jesus' name. Quicken us by your power in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we proceed in the program, Lord, every of the blessing you have for us, I pray it shall not elude our life.